If he declares a state of emergency, then
he can just
martial law.
No. Jesus Christ!
I mean, martial law.
What's going on?
I mean, there's a point where but we're not at that point. No, a state of emergency. He's going to be able to use military funds to be able to fund the wall and get the Army Corps of Engineers to build the wall.
So basically, it's all been in play like this. This is what he's wanted to do.
He's going to get the wall regardless. And he just wanted, he was going to go through Congress and he
and
wanted
now
to
he's
do
just
it that
gonna
way.
Do it through
he's just
going to
do it through, you know, executive order and get it that way.
This is going to.
I mean, and it is a crisis, man. Did you see those 300 people that just crossed and then they gathered them? The problem is that they can't just push them back. You know what I mean? Like, once they cross the border and Border Patrol apprehends them, then they have to go through that whole process of getting them. And you've heard what they've been doing. They've been busing them down here and then just dropping them off at the Greyhound station. They just drop them off. They're like, here, find your – you know what I mean? Like, it's – so once they're in, homie. Yeah. I mean, it's really – that's all
so,
it is.
So what's unfortunate is, I mean, you know, when you look – when you really think about it, it's 200 miles of wall they want to finish building, right? Under the previous administrations, they had funding and built
it's
walls.
Longer than that.
What I heard was that
no, because
it's only 200 miles left that
well, they
is
need
needed.
To reinforce everything else. I mean, because there's places that have like fences, dude. So they need to, I mean, it's actually longer, but okay. Right. There's a big portion in Texas that doesn't have anything. Big portions out here.
Yeah.
Arizona don't have anything.
Right.
But it's like clear open.
Right. So I think, but altogether, that's what they were saying. It was about 200 miles and then whatever fixes, because that the fixing is what comes down to as enhancing border security, right? With the technology and, you know, the more people. So, I mean, you got to fix shit too, but I don't know. This is, to me, it's just getting really drawn out. And it this point of using government employees and, you know, shutting down the government for this was... It is what it is. To me, it's childish.
On whose side?
Both sides. I think this whole thing is childish.
So do you think the border crisis is an issue?
It's been an issue for how many years? And
okay, so do we do something about it or no?
So, but my thing is, putting up walls, you need them.
Right.
But I think you need more than just walls, right? Like you need to be able to have stricter enforcement of it.
A wall is the most primary thing.
Yeah, but when they're when they got tunnels underneath and they're bringing in drugs at the ports and
what's
drugs,
a camera and more guys gonna do out there?
Sensors
again? No,
that's more accurate than a wall.
Listen to what I'm saying: is that once they cross the border, they have to go through the process, and they're basically in because they say, "Here's a court date. You have to show up to court to be deported." You think those people are gonna show up? They don't show up. So once they cross the border, they're there. So a wall prevents crossing of the border. And so I'm with you.
I said change the rules. I said don't send them to court. If they don't belong here, just send them right back.
I think the quickest way would be put a wall, right? That's basic. Go to any person, important person's home, and you're going to see that they have walls, they have fences, and they have security. So they have a combination of everything. But the basic thing that they have is a fucking wall. For me, it's like we got to have the wall. Wall's the primary basic, homie. Like, and so I feel like there's a crisis. There's been a crisis for a long time. I mean, homie, when the population of California is predominantly illegal, they're surpassing, I think illegals surpass blacks in California. Illegal. I'm not talking about Hispanics. So this is not a race thing. I'm talking about illegals.
Oh, yeah.
So that's bad. You see what I'm saying? And so there is a problem, right? There's a problem. There's a lot of people here who are here illegally. We need to change it. And one of the first places to start is the wall. During the 80s, and this is how my family was able to become citizens. So I'm mindful of that. But I can chew gum and walk at the same time and realize, hey, I mean, people are coming, but it's not going to be forever because eventually they're going to inundate the system. And look at California, homie. They have so much high taxes because they provide all this for people. And then California folks are moving down here because it's cheaper to buy a home here. The cost of living is cheaper here. But they don't realize that, hey, your policies that you guys had over there, now you're coming here and then you have the same ideas.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
So there is a problem. And how we are to the rest of the world, we are the rest of America, the red states America, are to California, because California doesn't have to deal with the problem, because guess what? The people from California move out of California. And that's a beautiful state. Look, ask any Californian and they are proud of being from California. And you ask them, well, why aren't you there? Because it's expensive. Why do you think it's expensive? Because of your fucking policies that have made it expensive. And now you want to come here and have this beautiful dream about providing for people. And guess what? You can't sustain it. So Arizona, Texas, they're becoming those yeah. states where, again, like I said in the last show, you know, pressure release valves, where, you know, we're taking on these people who they pass crazy laws, and then now they're coming here, and then they come with their same mentality,
yeah.
and they ruin the states that they go to. So, you know,
100%. You're supposed to make something better. You're supposed to leave something better than how you found it, right? So, this is a very the state is definitely growing, and you know, there's a lot of positive, and I hated some of the things here, but it wasn't it was the things that it was lacking of a city. Not I didn't want to change the gun laws and change, you know. There's a reason why, like, I like my cheap taxes. I like the fact that, you know what, even though I don't care about guns, I don't carry guns. I don't even own a gun. But you know what? I like the fact that if I go into a bank, and somebody tries to rob it, I'm pretty sure that there's probably three people in that bank with a gun on them that will protect, you know what I mean?
Right.
And try to, you know, defuse the situation. And I'm grateful for that. But living in New York, somebody pulls a gun, criminals have guns.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or criminals either have guns or people that aren't criminals illegally have a gun or something, you know, and they get caught with it or they try to rob, you know what I mean? And it's just like, okay, like the most common people in New York, most of them don't have guns.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's almost impossible to get a freaking concealed weapon license, you know?
So coming back to the argument, I'm sorry to interrupt, but coming back to the argument, that's why I feel like there is a crisis. We need to stop that influx. And how do we stop it? We stop it with a border. So one side is saying, hey, we need it. We've been promising people because every single one of those
both
people
sides.
Who ran for, they said, oh, yeah, we need, you know, to secure that. But they don't do anything about it. And this is actually the first guy who's standing his ground, dude. And he's saying, no, we're going to get that wall. Come hell or high water, we're going to get that wall. And for me, that his reelection hinges on him being able to get that wall. Because the people who support him, if he's not able to get that wall, they won't vote for him.
Right.
I
totally agree.
And people like winners. And so when he gets that wall, he's going to be a winner. And the rest of the folks are going to look weak.
They're just going to know that he got something done. But my thing is, I didn't say I'm not debating that we need a wall. We don't need a wall. But what about, I mean, think about this, right? So you're trying to stop people from the South coming up, right? But what about all the people that fly here on visas? And never leave, right? You can't, how do you stop that, right? Like, where does this, to me, it's like, okay, you stop, you know,
so that's
people
why
from trying to come up from the South, but what about people that fly here on a legit visa and just never leave?
There should be an overhaul. There should be a better way of keeping track. I mean,
exactly.
So I'm all for that. Yeah, but just because we can't fix it here doesn't mean we shouldn't fix it here. Oh, this doesn't work.
Right.
But, so just leave an open border.
Okay, but I'm curious about how many more people, like when you look at the numbers, how many are actually getting in from crossing and how many are coming in from flying? I guarantee you there's probably more from flying.
Even if that's the case, we got to be able to stop it on one side.
We have a problem. There's no doubt about it. I'm not debating the problem. It's just this, it's very childish the way it's going about it, I feel, right? Because the same people that are fighting him are the same exact people that have said time and time again, we need border security.
Right.
We need to stop letting these people come. Our taxes are going to them. But now because it's him,
they're serious. Being, you know why? Because when those people come here, guess who they're going to vote for?
Yeah, they're going to vote for the Democrats.
They're going to vote for the party that's going to give them free handouts, free welfare, you know, all this free stuff. And that's what they know, right? The Democrats know this. Liberals know this. And they're like, why would you stop? I promise you, homie, if all those people came here and they voted Republican, we would have a wall. we would have had a wall 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So one side needs the votes. And for a long time, the Republican Party, they supported illegal immigration. Guess why? Because it was cheap labor. It was. And Trump is the first guy who says, We're going to do America first.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know what? It's cheap labor for you, whoever, all these companies that benefit from this. But guess what? The American worker suffers because of this.
Yeah.
And we're not gonna do it anymore. And I think that's a great thing. And that was is he a troll?
Oh,
does
he
overtweet? No, I'm not gonna defend the guy.
He makes great memes though. He makes great memes.
I promise you, we are living in crazy times when the president of the United States is posting memes and saying a wall is coming. Dude, to me that is like, what the hell?
Who does that?
Like, but I promise you, when somebody else comes along and replaces him, we're gonna miss him. We're gonna be like, remember those times?
Boring. It's too boring. Yeah, politics is boring.
Or just like you don't even know what's happening because the person's not, you know, it's like behind closed doors. He puts everything like
he's transparent
in your face. You have to give him respect. Jellyfish transparent.
I mean, he doesn't put everything out there. The things that are very important that he ran on,
he's very
open about it, right? Yeah. Because he's trying to get votes, right? And the more he's in the public, you also get to do other things underneath that people aren't paying attention to.
Do you
right?
remember in the debates, he was pressed on an issue where he's like, you know, this company didn't pay taxes or something like that, where he circumvented the system, right? And they said, look, here's an example. Your company didn't pay taxes. You filed bankruptcy just to benefit. And I was like,
he had a great response.
You know. And you know what he says, dude? He's like, yeah, because the laws are there and they allow it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I get voted in, that's going to change.
Yeah.
So to me, like, that's somebody who's straightforward, man.
Yeah.
And whether or not, like, he's got character flaws, I am not going to take that away from him. But the guy is honest and he's straightforward and he doesn't.
I agree with it. I'm tired of, we see it all over the place. Leaders are not straightforward. They lie. They're not honest. They give you these generic answers that may, you know, like, what are you trying to do? And if there's an issue, I know, we got to take it. They never do anything.
Right.
They don't do nothing. And when you got a guy that's saying, I'm going to do this, I can actually say, this guy's done a lot of things, whether you agree with it or not, he's getting things done.
Yeah.
You know, when he's like, I'm going to cut regulations. And he's got the picture of all the papers and the regulations. And he's like, oh, it went from this big thing down to this little stack.
Yeah.
Hey man, it's transparent. You know, he's getting things done. You know,
I was reading one time the number of laws that get passed a year, like 1 year. This was a few years ago. It was like 35 some thousand laws across the country. You know, state, federal. You know, all these different laws that got passed in 1 year, dude. And you think to yourself, it's like, how did we manage prior to all these laws? And so that's why when I say, homie, like, we could look at your life, and yesterday you probably broke, I don't know, at least 20 laws that you're not even aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And so that to me is like scary.
Yeah.
Because if somebody wants to come in after you,
they can do it
and they're going to get you. And so, like, remember how I was showing you on the, and I sent you the video, and I was a little paranoid. Remember that video when I was showing you? Oh, you didn't get it.
He did it?
Okay, no, he didn't. Oh. But I recorded this because I was like so paranoid about this, and I'm like, what the hell? But like, if they're starting to identify you. So the commercial, and this is where we're going to lead into that commercial, the Gillette commercial, right? And when I first saw it, and for people who don't know what the Gillette commercial is, go ahead and go watch it. Basically, it's Gillette telling men to be different and whatever. So I'm not even going to, because I have my opinion about it. Anyway, so I see this commercial and I unlike it, right? And then I go read the comments.
You thumbs down it.
I thumbs down it. You know, whatever, exactly. So thumbs down, don't like. And I go and read the comments, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I send it to you guys. And then later on, you know, somebody is talking about it. And I go show them. And my like is gone. My dislike is gone. My thumbs down is gone. And I'm like, what the hell?
Because one of the things you see once you like dislike something, it's blue. You can like it or dislike it.
Oh, yeah,
it shows blue.
Right.
Because he
showed me the next day.
Oh, yeah. So I did. So anyway, so for me, when I see that, I'm like, okay, I'm not a paranoid guy. But this is weird because a few weeks ago or maybe a few months ago, you were showing me something about, a friend of mine was showing me about how Facebook classifies you what political party you belong to.
Really?
And they base that off of what you read, videos you watch, mm-hmm. things that you like.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so my friend was like, go to this settings right here, boom, boom, boom. And boom, I was considered a, what was it, like ultra conservative, but like ultra conservative or something like that. Yeah, dude. And so I'm like,
that shit crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Alt right. I don't know. But so I'm like, what the hell? Right. And so to me, I start putting pieces together. Right. I'm like, what freaking, you know, I'm have a map out and I have strings attaching everything, you know, I'm freaking out, you know? So then I say, so they know. Yeah, they know that I, yeah, and so my dislike is not going to count. My thumbs down doesn't count. And so at first I was like, okay, this is a mistake, unlike, and then later on, kind of the same thing. And I'm like, unlike, you know, I'm freaking out. And so that's when I sent you guys the video and I'm like,
is it still unliked?
Yes.
So, but then
it's weird.
I did it too.
I was gonna say, because then I was like, you know what? Let me just see, like, is this really conspiracy or like what's going on? Like, maybe there's just like a glitch in the matrix, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I get on there, go to the page, and I, you know, thumbs down it. It's blue. I get out of the whole thing, go back in to make sure, you know, like resets. And my thing's still blue. I'm like screenshotting this, being like, your shit's broke.
You're crazy. Yeah.
You're crazy. Like, you're being paranoid. Like,
and I'm
calm
telling
down.
You, man, I logged out. I rebooted my phone. I'm like thinking it's me. I still can't unlike that video or dislike that video.
I was able to unlike it as well. Yeah. I was able to unlike it and it stayed because he's like, dude, check this out. And we've had this conversation a couple months ago to where he's like, homie, look. He's like, I follow all these conservative people on Facebook.
Yeah.
And when I go to click their link to go read what they put.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's like, weird. I can't see the links in my feed. The links are basically blanked out. I have to go click on that person to go see what they're saying. And when he clicks on that person, everything is there. But it was like rejecting.
Frustrating and harder to like just see the content that you're trying to like.
But showing like I was telling you guys agenda. Is that they're trying to control the narrative, right? So which is. They're trying to say, hey, these ideas are not unpopular, right? The majority of the people agree with us, you know? Expressions of masculinity are toxic, right? That's the message of the video. And if you unlike it, you literally destroy their narrative because the majority of the people don't agree with you. And I researched it because I've been obsessed with that video since it came
out.
Oh, no.
And I was trying to figure out who made this video. And I was completely right. You know, it was females who are part of the marketing team who have made previous videos that have the same kind of social justice warrior message. You know what I mean? Like, but I think they just fucked themselves. Gillette just
you know how I am, and you guys want to be like, oh, feminist, and I'm like, I agree, like I am a feminist to, you know, like a degree or whatever, right? And like, I don't like
in
the video.
The classical sense of the term, I think,
right,
not
yes.
modern.
Sure, I agree, but I don't even like this video.
Yeah,
like I think the video does not do anybody justice. One, when we talk about having solutions to problems, that's not also a solution to, like, you know, basically. Demonetize or saying like men and certain things are, you know, are toxic or like these are the bad qualities of male, because what they were pointing out are qualities of the human that girls do too. Has not like bullying.
Yeah.
Girls do.
Exactly.
Cyberbullying.
No, they don't do that.
You
they
know,
don't do
like,
that. They don't do that.
I mean, we have a whole movie with Lindsay Lohan called Mean Girls. Like everyone knows we were pink on Wednesdays. Like this is not,
but you know,
nothing
what's
to do with
crazy. It doesn't get called out. It doesn't get called out.
Well,
does
no,
it?
Obviously for the movie it does. And like girls know what happens. And like, we know girls, you know, but the cardinal rule is girls are mean. Guys are stupid. That's
but what I'm talking about is in this mainstream media right now, if me and Nelson made a commercial that called all that out, oh my God, the backlash we'd get for doing something exactly like that.
We would be saying like, don't be mansplaining women issues, but how come these women can be called out and say, why are you women-splaining male issues?
Yeah.
Right? If two guys made a video about toxic femininity.
Let's be clear though.
Oh God.
Let's be clear though. What I think has happened.
Nuts to be cut off.
What I think has happened here though is, which we've talked about in multiple like situations, is that we have an issue and.
What's the
instead
issue?
Of, let's just say the issue was toxic masculinity, okay. Right? Let's just say that was the issue. What they've done here is taken things that have not to do with it, put it on top of that. So you're getting this, like, one, this backlash because you're calling things out that really should not be connected and should not be, it's not a symptom. Bullying is not a symptom of toxic masculinity. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what I think is the problem. Now, the things that they're trying to do, like, just didn't work. You're right. I think it was terrible. And I don't know, there should be more people It's just like when, what is it? Was it Pepsi who did that commercial? I mean, this might be like a really terrible example, but Pepsi that did that commercial with like Kendall Jenner, and it was like for Pep, you know, and it's like, it, yes. It was like, oh, we're going to stop our like a race riot with this Pepsi. And everyone was like, no.
Yeah.
So there's multiple situations where like marketing goes awry and people are like, how did this like get through all these like, you know, executives or
what? Trying to cater.
But I mean, saying like in general, someone's like, who didn't stop them there to say like, that's a bad idea. No one's going to like that. It's the same thing.
I heard a theory that was actually made me think about this, which is who does the majority of the shopping for the home?
Women.
Yeah. So regardless of what men feel about it,
they're going to buy
the women are going to buy those razors.
They support it. No, 100%. Because and you gotta remember, Gillette makes women razors and men razors. And when they go to the store, like you say,
right.
They just go buy, oh, shoot. All right, I'm going to support Gillette because they support, you know, feminine, you know.
So in the end, they may have known that it was going to create this chaos.
They have to compete with like Dollar
and it is,
Shave
at the end of the day,
stuff,
it is a company. And no publicity is bad publicity. They're trying to be out there and they're trying to get their name out there. And they did. And a lot of women, you know, have these views where like, oh, yeah, definitely men need to be nicer. But God forbid you question, well, can you name one toxic feminine characteristic and can we make a video about it? How about women don't be bitches during that time of the month? Don't be, you know what I mean? Like,
I can't even.
But seriously, like, I'm just giving you an example. If a video came out that said that, oh, God, you know, everybody would, you know. Like I said, you would have our balls cut off because you can't say that.
Right. But, and again, I think.
And so
I think
then how come it's okay for them to do that about men?
Let's change this. Let's change this because you're saying something that's specifically about women. What we're just talking about, what we're saying is not toxic masculinity, are things that is human that we all do. So most of that video is not just like, oh, hey, men, you're doing this. I get like the whole catcalling, like that's more of a man quality thing that you see like in Hollywood or that you actually have happened in like the world, right? Because we talk about men are the, you know, they're the chasers. They're the ones that are, you're supposed to, you know, they're the hunters, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to have that a little bit. The other thing is that it's like, if you take those pieces of it, I totally understand, but you can't take something like, oh, women like hormonal this time of the month, yes, you might be a little bit more bitchy. And they do have those commercials that are like, hey, if you're experiencing, you know, this type of, you know, hormonal, maybe you need to go take this pill or, you know.
I was dating this girl and I'm at her, I think her parents' house. And she was having that time of the month. And like a lot of women, I'm not saying all, but like a lot of women, like, you know, she had a certain personality.
You just
at
get
that
like
time.
Nippy. You get more bitchy. Yes. I totally get it. And okay. It's like a chemical thing.
Can I
right?
finish my story?
Sure. All but right. I'm just saying, let's just.
Let me just finish my story.
You can almost smell it.
So she's going.
Ew.
Okay, stop. You know what I mean? See, we lost.
Oh my God,
we lost viewers.
Oh my God.
No. Not the blood. I'm talking about you can smell the bitchiness and the attitude.
Okay. Stop.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, So she's going through this and she's got a certain personality that you guys know the traits. Okay. So, you know, and her mom is like, you know, just dealing with her, you know, at the same time. And so they're probably both on the same cycle and it's just, you know what I mean? Like,
I can't believe he said that.
I'm just, can I finish my sentence?
I'm still stuck.
Okay. So hold on. So they're both going at it and then I'm getting a piece of it. You know what I mean? Like where I'm getting yelled at, you know, and all this. And I'm like, okay, I don't even know what's going on. Right. So later on that day, okay, pause. Because then the door rings and somebody knocks on the door. Homie, I have never seen two women completely change their personality so quickly. And like if they were two completely different people, the person walked in, it's like, oh, hey, da 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 da. And I'm like, really? If it was your hormones and all these chemical imbalances, how can you just switch it off like so you can control it? No, wait, hold on. And so then, because I got to finish my point because I was so like upset about this because I'm like trying to be understanding. I'm trying to be the nice guy. And then all of a sudden somebody shows up and then blah, they're completely two different people. So then later on, I decided to bring him up. Bring this time. Yes, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Was I not ready? Yeah. So then.
Wow.
So then I'm like, hold on, let me ask you this question. So you're telling me that you can't control it. Yeah. So she was still adamant. And after I had witnesses, I didn't bring it up then and there. Right. But after I had witnesses and I'm like, so you tell me you can't control it. And she's like, no, like when you don't understand as a female, like this happens. And I'm like, okay, so you're telling me that if I paid you $1 million, you could not control yourself? Like somebody said, hey, you know, try to be a like a nice person regardless of what's going on. And she's like,
a nice person.
For telling $10 million, you wouldn't do it, right? And so to me, that's what I'm trying to get at is that I know that you can control yourself, but men tippy-toe around that and can't address it directly because the second that you do is like, oh, you're so insensitive and you're like, you know, misogynistic. And it's like, no, women need to be able to control that just as much as men should be able to control certain bad traits that they have, right?
I just don't talk to them during that week.
This is actually a really good point. Go. And like when you said that piece of it, I am like, okay, ladies, I was not feeling that up until that point. But then when we talk about, you know, for instance, guys have to control certain sexual desires and like how like every day or whatever is like, you know, ooh, all these beautiful things. And like, you can't just go like, you know, jump on things or whatever. As a woman, I will say it is like what happens is when you say you can't control is like, I definitely understand the point where like, say I get triggered, right? And this could be any time. You get triggered with something and you snap real quick. Now, the key is that snap, like I wasn't able to control, right? Because it just happened and I was like, bleh. And then, but I like, after, as soon as it happens, and you can be like, ooh, that was bad. I felt that. Like, but you have to start acknowledging and like really being in tune with your emotions and how, you know, what's going on with yourself. And that's a hard thing for people to do in general. It has nothing to do with even like,
so I must catch you every time you're on it because you always snap at me every time
no,
I say something.
No, I don't even have like. I don't even,
every time I say something, wow. You always get all irritated with me. No. Storm off.
Sometimes.
Oh my
sometimes,
gosh.
Sometimes when she snaps at me, and I'm like, okay, I'll come back. You know, and she gets like, I hate you. How many times have I done that to you? It's like, okay, you're having a bad day.
I hate that. It's hilarious. It's funny, but it's so stupid. It's like,
because I'm right, like probably half the time.
Oh, well, no. So this is the thing. And I think for women in general, like, well, what you guys don't realize. So for instance, when you're like, oh, every time I talk to you, but like, this might be too much information, but like, I'm on like the IUD or whatever, right? So like, I don't have my period, so which is amazing. So I'm like,
oh, high five. Oh,
wow. I know, right?
You're just always bitchy. That's
high
crazy.
Five.
But
so,
she's
no,
just always,
was,
she's just always bitchy, guys.
That like, was rude.
What?
She's just always bitchy. But yeah, maybe that's just my, I'm actually a really nice person.
Oh, I didn't say you weren't.
Okay, but you think I'm bitchy?
Yeah.
You think I'm bitchy?
No, I don't.
See,
I've
that's
never,
so weird.
Like, I don't. I wouldn't.
I think
I wouldn't
some people are sensitive like to just you, like I'm.
I'm not sensitive at all. I laugh.
I have a sharp tone. My tone can be different.
So I'm curious. Why do you think she's bitchy?
Yeah, that's good.
No, because every time we talk, she always storms off. I always wind up pissing her off. So she's always
off. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
At work.
Work outside. You're like,
I think because you probably don't let her talk. Because me and you, we've had like heated debates.
No, we've had some.
But I'll stick around and I'll let you say your piece. And usually you like calm down by the end of it, and you're like, okay, we understand each other.
Hug it out. Yeah.
And I think what happens is that you don't let her finish, and so then she's like, wow.
Oh, and you're kind of person too that like if you get going on something, say we were all talking, like me and you, Tamara, we were sitting there talking about whatever, it's like you'll stick on something and be like cow 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 cow, and I'm like, I can't even, I walk away. I do, I'm just like, I can't even. It's like 2019. I'm not gonna argue with people. I'm gonna just say okay and keep it moving.
And she stands up, rolls her eyes, and she like,
and I'm just like
shuffles.
I do.
That's why I call Tim the Donald Trump of our friendship.
Oh,
because he's very like, he just keeps digging.
Yeah, and I'm like,
and
can you just like, okay, you stop, like the fart,
you
like
are
the
like
fart. She's like, yeah, do it. It's like,
see, because this is your problem. I don't think you've learned yet. When you give me a reaction, now I got you. Now
no,
I know how to mess with
you. We're trying to have a conversation, though, when we're trying to get through something, and you just want to be like, how far can I? And I'm just like, I'm going to just walk away.
Because it's more fun.
But so let's just clear this up. So me walking away from a situation, I am like, my energy is being sucked and whatever. Now I'm a bitch.
She vibrated out.
That is crazy.
She vibrated out, guys.
I'm totally vibrating out.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm labeled as bitchy.
No, no, no.
This is why women are like, totally disregard when you guys say things
you see
like that.
See what I can do, guys? I just one word can get her going. Fantastic.
It's not even getting me going, but this is a good point. This is a good point because this is why women do not, I would not say all women, but like,
don't
this is why
everyone.
We don't, I don't want to say value, but like when you make comments like that, it's like, well then, you know, you're not calling me a bitch for a valid reason. So you're saying my hormones are crazy for probably for not a valid reason. And it's just you.
So coming back,
so I'm never
to
gonna
the,
change.
Coming back to this whole like,
oh know, my gosh,
I know he's like gonna trigger you, and you're gonna.
No, I'm not. You okay. know what? I'm trying to be less reactionary. Like oh. I'm working like on my WUSA. I
know. I could tell.
That's good. I mean, honestly, I don't think I've
remember
ever...
when I didn't walk out that one time. I was really mad, but yeah.
no, you were about.
But
to.
You saved it because I probably no. wouldn't have if it was
because
just
I
him.
Look at your face and you're like. Like this is your face the whole time, and I'm like, that's the face about I'm about to leave. Oh, how do I do it? When do I do it?
That no, was it was. Like, I know. You know, but you know how to like read women, and you're like, no. He's like, let her leave.
Oh, no. Because I thought that would have been funnier.
But you did say, come on.
And so that's what I've like literally done, even in friendships. Like when, so that's why I always say, okay, you're having a bad day.
Oh God,
I'm just gonna say,
he does. I'm not even like mad about anything. But you know what's actually funny when you say that? So even when I was working at the old job, when I was working at ANF, and I'm like in my stores, like my girlfriends, like close friends, right?
What's ANF stand for?
Abercrombie.
Oh
yeah,
I thought it was AB.
Oh no, but so I also there's a thing that I get into like work mode too. I get into these different modes, and it has nothing to do with. So I'll be like. I'd be running around my store and like my friend would come in and she'd be like, hey girl, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, and she's like, oh, I gotta go. And she would know. So sometimes she'd be like, oh yeah, Samantha's in work mode. Don't talk to her right now. Mm-hmm. But like good or bad, I think we have those things. You know, there's like managers. Oh my gosh. Remember the guy? And we won't talk about it specifically, but. And he's always like, you know, I'm just that manager who it's like, you got to give me like, you know, 25 minutes before I walk in and I got to have my coffee and like, I got to do all these things before you can even approach me else you're just going to get a no. And he would always just talk about it. And I know this is totally off topic, but like another thing is when we have those things, when you're like, oh yeah, my family just does that. I agree with you in a sense that like when we accept these things about mm-hmm. women, about men, about oh, you know, we're just loud in our family or, oh, like at a certain point, like we all have to break the cycle. And so I think that this is a great conversation where I don't believe that it's just going to ever stop. There's always going to be these things and people have to want to like, you know, scroll it in, like, you know, bring it in a little bit because that's just innately, I think, going to happen when a woman, you know, versus guys.
Let me ask you this. So about the video, let's go to that video again, yeah. because there were scenes in that video mm-hmm. that I'm still trying to figure out why they're bad. So one,
like which ones?
The boys that are wrestling. Like, why is that bad?
So
number two. OK. And the one that I really want to talk to you about, which is the scene where. I mean, you've seen it, right? So there's a scene where a girl's walking by, a beautiful girl's walking by, and then there's this guy who just looks at her and he's like, oh, wow, and he just approaches her. He doesn't do anything. There's nothing bad about it. He didn't whistle. He didn't say, you know, nice ass. He didn't do anything. All he was like, oh, shit, you know, and I'm going to go. But, like, that's normal guy behavior, and that's not bad. But then, like, he's interrupted by some guy who comes up and he's like, hey, whoa, bro, you can't stop. And it's like, why? Like, that could be the love of his life and he's going to go chase her. What is wrong with that?
All right. So real quick, before you go, because I've been waiting to.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Just, I can look at that video and tell you what's everything positive about that, right? I can say, you know,
exactly.
It's two innocent kids being kids. Wrestling.
That's
right?
Good.
Nothing wrong with that. We all did it. You know?
We all kids like the horseplay. Even with like,
but you need to measure yourself against right. and get better at life, right?
I mean, now Anyway. Second, that guy walking by, you know, that girl walking by, he didn't catcall her, he didn't whistle, he didn't do anything. He approached her like a gentleman, like every female says, "I want a gentleman."
Homie, he's attracted. All he did was just like, "Oh shit," or like, "Oh wow," and he's
he was mesmerized by her beauty, and he approaches her.
Like, how's that bad?
And I'm sorry, no girl is going to be like mad about that.
There
like,
you
we
go.
We want to be approached. Like, we want you to notice us. Like you and want not a in guy, a negative way.
You don't want somebody like me, like, hey, nice tits and ass. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You don't want to have the courage to
but
be
But you
able
know,
to
I want
girl.
You to notice that I have nice ones, but I don't want you to tell me that. I just want you to notice that and then be like, until, hi, girl. And I'm like, oh, hi.
Okay.
You know, okay,
mixed
that's
signals,
true.
Mixed
that's not mixed signals. That's just.
There's a time.
We have women's bodies are for, like, you know, like. Men are supposed to be.
So, do you remember the 80s? Do you remember the 80s movies? Like every single movie is about the guy who has the courage to approach the girl and to do something extraordinary to win her heart.
And so now it's gone toxic where now guys are just like, ravaging.
So let me ask you a question.
You were like,
what movie are you talking about?
Totally kidding, man. That's funny.
So anyway,
let me ask you a question. This is how I saw that commercial. I'm like, what is going on here?
So let me ask you a question. Do you want to date a super sensitive, you know, guy that's kind of like, you know, wears skinnier jeans than you and things like that? Or do you want to date a man? That's somebody that's, you know what I mean? Like, You got to have a balance,
okay,
right?
You do. But that's two different things. I don't think because if you wear skinny jeans, you're not a man. And I think this is a great point to say what makes a man, right? What makes you a manly man? Like, I think that needs to be redefined.
Brute cologne.
You know, I think that needs to be something that we look at and say, okay, because skinny jeans does not bother me. If you're like sensitive, as in like you want to talk about your feelings, that doesn't bother me. But what I do want that like makes me feel like X, you know, X, Y, and Z is like, you know, I've dated like obviously guys with like smaller stature and like I'm a glamazon. So you know what I mean? Like you don't have to be this like big burly man for me to be like, oh, that's a man's man. Mm-hmm. There's different qualities. Like it's like, you know, being able to support your family is being a manly man.
Yeah.
Being able to like have sensitive conversations, crucial conversations with your kids, you know what I mean? Or with me and being able to like listen, but I'm sure you also have like bro time and do like stuff that I'm like burping and farting and I'm just like, ugh, you
yes.
know, like that's fine too. I think it's figuring out what that stuff is.
Yeah. You mentioned something. Wait, what were you going to say, Tim? Because you were, you asked her, what did you ask her again?
I said, do you want to date? Like, you want to date a man. You know what I mean? You
right. So, where do you place the confidence in a man? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is for a confident man?
So, confidence is huge. Like,
right?
Because okay. at the beginning, if I'm the one having to be like,
all right, Tim, now, oh, sorry, I'll let you finish. But, Tim, a confident woman, like what's on a scale? Is that important to you? Not important to me. It's not a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker, but
I mean, I don't want
nerdy girl.
Yeah. I've dated like different weird. End of the spectrums, I need a girl that's a little bit more confident within herself.
Self-esteem is different than, I mean, well,
yes, the self-esteem.
But that's confidence. No, but confidence in yourself, right?
Yes.
Like you can
self-worth, self-respect.
Yeah, you gotta know what you're worth, right? If you are expecting
people who are confident who should not be.
Well, is
I'm
that
just saying,
the
like,
case?
Like, yeah,
I
like,
think it's great that if you're confident, you can be humble, though. You know,
there's I mean, I guess it's a there's.
Are you guys trying to describe me right now? Confident and not humble?
No.
Now you're being
a narcissist.
Exactly. I'm like, how did this conversation turn to you?
Tim, we are really like concerned about you. And worried about where you stand in the pyramid.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we kind of...
So you don't care about confident girls. You think it's important to have...
Look, I don't want somebody who's, you know, going to be locked in the house all day because she can't go outside. Of course not. But you know, how important is it? In other words, what do I find attractive in a female? It's not going to be... The initial thing is not going to be confident. But I know that a lot of females, you know, they see a confident guy. They're like, oh, shit, is he confident about? And I need to get to know him.
Yeah.
So real quick, I mean, right off the bat, before you can even find out if they're confident or not, I mean, obviously... you got to be attracted to him, right? You can't be like, well, she's ugly or he's ugly, but he's confident. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't have a physical attraction to somebody, you can't be with somebody forever based on, you know, other traits. If you're not attracted to the person.
But the physical fades. So where do you place that?
I understand physical fades away, right? But when you first meet somebody, right? If you're not physically attracted to them, I feel like a lot of people don't spend time to get to know the person right off the bat, because if I'm not into you like that, then it's like, all right, cool, maybe we'll be friends, but we're never going to have anything more than that. You know what I mean? And then it grows, right? And then you find out like, oh, you could be the hottest person in the world, but if you're the biggest asshole, you're done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like of course, you know,
I'm sorry, I mean, people say superficial, but you know what, most people, in my opinion, when they say, no, it's not about that bullshit.
No, you need to have a chemistry. Like, you need to have a physical attraction to something that is helpful. But I'm just saying, I don't think it always has to be like right off the bat, like, oh my gosh, I think that guy is so sexy right this second. You know what I mean? It can be like, hey, you know what? He's cool. And it's like their personality makes like them just cuter. You're like, oh my gosh, this guy is like so amazing. And it wouldn't be someone that like you would normally, you know, swipe right on, maybe. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure like it's different when you're in school. That's why I think right now, like those apps and everything, like in school, you're around a bunch of people you're around a bunch of people and you can get to know people on this friend level. Mm-hmm. And now when you're at work or like out, you don't get this chance to like have someone almost like rub on, you know, rub like, what's the word?
I mean, there's a way, like in school, you know, your place in that hierarchical status of popularity. You know what I mean? Like if we're talking about school. And so you know where that person stands. And so that's why the football player, the quarterback is going to, you know, he has a high level of, you know, he's high above that. And so every girl is going to be like fawning over him because of that, right? Because that's important. And that's important at that age, right? That I think there's changes, right? So the same guy you were attracted to at that age is probably not the same guy that you're attracted to today, because, you know, right now that you were talking, you place emphasis on, you know, can he hold a job? Does he have a car?
Is he ambitious? Is there all these things that make me be like, okay, that's a winner. You know what I mean? Or like whatever.
So I think it changes. And it does. And I think women more than men change, because men continually will pursue, you know, the hot girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
we get older, they stay the same age.
No, but even you, I think what you said that rings true to the point where as you even get older, yeah, you might still like go, you know, there's guys, you know, go for the younger girls and things like that. But you, we had a conversation on one of the podcasts where it's like, hey, now I'm, you know, 40 and like, I want to do, you know, I'm moving this way right now. But in my 20s, I was moving this way and I didn't really care so much about everybody, you know, it's more like things are clicking. Do you want to be home alone, you know, and get old? Like we had that when you're like, oh, no one's going to find me dead. Like, so you're kind of thinking, hey, something I wouldn't do back when I was 25, I'm considering this now. And I don't necessarily think that's settling. I think that you're starting to say, hey, like maybe that was, I don't want to say unrealistic, but like, you just didn't value it back here when it could have still been valued. You just didn't have that same priority over that issue or over that, you know, scenario or person or relationship or whatever.
So what's interesting is at 25, like around 25, 26, 20, like I actually wanted to get like married, family and everything. Mm-hmm. And then like, kind of like in my 30s, I was, you know, like,
anyway, so, and you, what, not to blast your age out there.
It's fine.
But my experience has been, that it's like after 21, like every 5 years, women go through like this transition where they change. And I've been able to, like with friends, I've been able to see it, you know, where they are initially attracted to this certain type of guy. And then 5 years later, it's like, I have different priorities. And then like 5 years after that, it's like, oh, well, maybe now I kind of want to value this more. And so, and while men, you know, again, in general and not always, but men usually like stay the same as far as what we look for.
Well, and if you think when you go back into where, you know, women, if we say, hey, we're looking for providers, we're looking for someone to, you know, let's go back to where like I'm not working and I'm like, you know,
you
cooking
don't think
and
that's
cleaning.
That's a sexist term.
What?
So if men and women are equal, why would a female want to find a provider?
What do you mean?
You just said.
Yeah, I still want to find a provider.
You said you're a feminist though. So yeah, wouldn't it be?
So that's the thing. I think it's all about femininity, and being a feminist is about a choice and having a right. And it doesn't, like when we talk about there's not a replacing a man. Like women want men. We want husbands. We want men. There's nothing wrong with that relationship. We like
Do
that.
Do you think women need men in their life?
So the need is the touchy part, right? I don't think you necessarily like need as in I'm not going to be able to go on in life. But before, but wait. Before, when women didn't have jobs and where there wasn't as equal rights and I could do the same job and not get paid more, you're right. I might have needed a man because it's like, dang, like I want these things in my life or I need help with this. And so it's like, that's just how it was. And so women wanted to say, I don't want to have to rely on you. I don't think of how many marriages at this point the statistic of like money issues. And let's say when like the woman doesn't work and like the man makes the money, and it's like, I cannot imagine asking someone for money. Like that like makes me cringe to be like, so oh, me, I want to go with my girlfriends. Can I have 20 bucks? Like I'm not, you're not my parent. Like
yeah, that's,
I
think that's but,
you,
too
but
much.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. But so that's how it is when you don't get to like.
So let me reverse the question. Do you think men need women in their life?
I think it's the same thing. I don't think that you, when I say need, I'm not sure about you guys' like sexual desires, but I mean, in prison, guys, no, you know, like pretty much figured out.
What I'm trying to get at is you don't think there are certain attributes that a female will bring to a relationship. Look, man,
Sure. But that's also can be friendships, right?
So then what's the purpose of living?
There's friendships. There's
what's the purpose of being on this earth, if not to procreate? Right, I'm getting to that aspect. So I was watching Blue Planet, you know, two on Netflix. Really great show, and you know, a lot of the animal behavior characteristics, features that they have, are all based around mating and reproducing.
Sure.
And we're not any different. I mean, if we've evolved and we've come from this, you know, pool of evolution, then we share a lot of those things. So the purpose of, I feel the purpose of human beings is to reproduce. And so you need the other sex in order to be able to do that. Even if at that basic fundamental level.
I agree. Okay. So I then, agree with that.
So then let's add the layers, right? Women, are more compassionate. Right?
That.
Does that mean that there are men who aren't compassionate? No, of course not. All it means is that women bring that to the table. And whereas a man can look at a situation and be like, well, whatever, a woman can be like, no, we need to show compassion and we need to be able to do this, especially when raising kids, right? But over-compassion raising a child is not good for that child. So therefore, you need both sexes, especially when raising kids. So that's why I say I do emphasize the word need, because you need both sexes. I was raised by a single mother. Does that mean that she did a bad job? No. All I'm saying is that it is important to have both sexes. Both sexes bring something to the table that is important.
And I don't think anybody is denying that.
Okay.
You know, I definitely have never been like, oh yeah, I do. I think in like a perfect world, would that be great? Yes. You know, and I think that, you know, we can take multiple examples too, you know, throughout time of where, you know, the husband goes to work and he comes home and he's just like, I'm tired. Like, here's my dinner. He's sitting on like, you know, this is like sitting on the couch. He wants a beer and he's not engaging with the kids. He's not, you know, it might be one of those Saturdays where he's like, oh, all right, we're, you know, all right, chap, let's go throw the baseball. And you get this little small glimpse of it, but most of the time it's really not this super engagement.
Most
on
of
things,
history is
right?
full of fathers who were not even engaged.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So
we've been able to get this far, and all of a sudden there's this period of time when people feel that we know far better than our history. And it's like, I wouldn't go there. I don't throw away that history and say, oh, well, they got it all wrong. You know what I mean? Because I think that's
we have
it.
To learn from it. We have to like keep evolving. And
so sometimes I don't know if that's a good aspect. In other words, having fathers more involved in their in like sports and all that stuff. I don't know. I didn't have it. Does that mean that, you know, I'm a worse human being for not having it? No, it doesn't. And so, I mean, kids will survive. So I don't place a lot of emphasis on, well, no, you have to be there for every single sports event, every single thing, It's like, I don't think so. I think that's a, I don't know where that came from.